This image presents a labeled diagram of the human liver, an essential organ in the human body, focusing on its external anatomy and the major vessels associated with it. It's a simplified, educational illustration, likely intended for students or patients to understand the basic structure of the liver and its connections to the circulatory and biliary systems. The liver is shown in two distinct lobes, the larger right lobe and the smaller left lobe, which are typical anatomical distinctions. The color used is a bright red, likely intended to represent the rich blood supply rather than the actual color of the organ. Several important blood vessels are labeled. The inferior, vena cava. This large vein is shown at the top of the liver, and it is responsible for carrying deoxygenated blood from the lower half of the body back to the heart. The hepatic artery, colored in red, indicating that it carries oxygenated blood to the liver from the heart. The portal vein, illustrated in blue, which is traditional for veins in medical illustrations, indicating that it brings nutrient-rich blood from the digestive organs to the liver for processing. Below the liver, the gallbladder is indicated, a small green structure that stores and concentrates bile produced by the liver. The bile is transported from the liver to the gallbladder through the bile ducts, which are not labeled in this particular diagram. Additionally, the round ligament of the liver is marked. This ligament is a remnant of the fetal umbilical vein and runs along the free edge of the falciform ligament, dividing the left part of the liver into medial and lateral sections. This diagram is a fundamental representation meant to convey how the liver is situated in the body relative to these vessels and structures, providing a clear visual guide to the liver's anatomy and its connections within the circulatory and biliary systems. It encapsulates the liver's role as a processing and filtering hub within the body's physiology.